We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now in his weekly spot, the great, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker himself, Michael Irvin.
Yes, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, guys, those are two great reasons, but there's the number one reason. It's the same thing you use for everything. Real estate, most importantly, is the reason the Jets may be better than the Browns is location, location, location. That's what I'm talking about. You rather live in New York than in Cleveland.
Slightly. Yeah, well, okay, by a lot.
That is true. And that's actually one town where New York has the weather beat over Cleveland. And
right.
You can't say that about a lot of places.
Right. You know, that's exactly right. New York beats Cleveland across the board.
Yes.
All right, across the board.
Across the board. All right, let's start with your football team first, because I kind of saw this coming. They'd won five games in a row. They go in to play a team that has been red hot and certainly needed to win the game. I don't think there's any question about that with the Colts, more than the Cowboys needed to win. Your thoughts, though, overall on that shutout loss to the Colts?
Just what you said. I sat and watched the same thing. As I watched that game, the first thing came to mind. When I saw it, I said, okay, they're not matching Indy's intensity. They're not as, you know, they're experiencing satiety in this little five-game win streak, and not the hunger isn't on the field. The Cowboys, at this stage, they play better when they're desperate and the back's against the wall and everybody thinks, oh, they have no chance. Then they come up and beat the team like the Saints. But how can you master or muster that up each time, even when you're not in that crisis situation, and that's what that team is not. They can't do that yet. Yeah, you know, they had some injuries here and there on the offensive line, but to get shut out. I also thought too that this team would give Dallas some trouble, because you know you got the Drew Brees early. You moved him off his spot. Andrew Luck is used to being moved off his spot and still making plays, and Dallas. You know, like the Saints, they hit you with Michael Thomas, which you can try to double him, and then the next two best weapons come out of the backfield, so that's still in front of you. But the Colts, the Colts have a more difficult task with the Colts, because you got T.Y. Hilton and Eric Ebron. A wide receiver and a tight end gives you more fits than even two tight ends, two wide receivers. I mean, because I can cover two and play two and double up on two wide receivers. But if I put those two tight end and a wide receiver on the same side, that'll give you fits. I used to think about the same thing when I played with Jay Novacek. We would love coming up to teams, because it was more difficult for you to take a wide receiver and a tight end out than it is for you to take out two wide receivers.
This Colt team, there's so many incredible things over the last 8 weeks. Number one, you talked about it, they're protecting Andrew Luck. He's only taken six sacks in the last 9 weeks. They can run the football. Their defense is awesome, even though the Pro Bowl didn't select Darius Leonard, which is just a joke.
Hey, boy, you see what's up. You go say something, man. How did you leave? What does that say when this kid leads the league right now in tackling as a freshman? It's an NFL record. It's an NFL record where he is as far as tackling. I think 145, 146 tackles. He's 22 more tackles ahead of the next guy, who is Luke Kuechly. And Luke Kuechly and Bob Wagner, they're all great. But I certainly think. Absolutely, Leonard should be in there. There's no doubt Leonard should get in the Pro Bowl, and you watch somebody a tap out, and he'll get the nod, but he should have gotten in the first time around.
Oh yeah. Now I have not seen the Pats play a worse game in the Belichick era than I saw on Sunday. I mean, I thought I was watching the Jets, to be very honest with you. I mean, with the pre-snap penalties, the drop passes, Brady made a pick that was like a rookie quarterback making that kind of throw. What about them right now?
I've said all along, Joe, I kept saying, oh, I'm not worried about the Pats. I'm not worried about the Pats. You don't have to worry about the Pats. Trust me, they'll be there. They'll be there. And they'll be in the playoffs. But I'm worried about them now. I am worried about them. You get a couple weeks in a row, Tom Brady making those kinds of plays. Those kinds of plays. I mean, if you beat them physically, you beat them physically. But you they don't usually do stuff like that. And that's the surprising part. So I'm starting to turn my thoughts on that. What's crazy is Belichick saw this coming. Y'all can say what you want. We can talk about it like we want. But when he was trying to move Tom Brady, we all thought he was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The man saw something. He was trying to move Tom Brady and Gronk. He told, you know, and they jumped above him and kept them there. And now we're seeing what we're seeing, which I think is incredible. That's the road Tom Brady made, trying to throw like he's throwing to the sidelines or throwing the ball away or just throwing it to give Gronk one last chance that Joe Hayden picked off. I was like, oh, my God. You never see Tom Brady do that. You never see him. And down in the red zone, you never see him make that kind of mistakes, those kind of mistakes, and he's starting to make them now.
You know, Tom said, and I mean, I'm taking him at his word here, that he was trying to throw the ball away. So to me, that's more just of an execution than it was, you know, a dumb decision. You know what I mean? If he's trying to throw the ball out of bounds, he knows, hey, I can't turn the ball over, except he didn't execute it because he did throw it out of bounds.
Right, right. But you know, once somebody intercepted it, it'll be trying. And I'll take him at his word, too. But either way, I'd rather you tell me you were trying to give Gronk a chance than you were trying to throw it out of bounds. Because then that proves my point even more.
Yeah,
you were trying to throw it out of bounds and you couldn't reach it.
Right. That is true. The field of play.
Your arm has fallen off like that? That's not a long throw, buddy. I can make that throw right now and get it out of bounds. It's not a long throw. Since we got a chip and everything, we put a chip on it, I bet it wasn't even 30, 40 yards.
You know, I want to be wrong about this. I can't stand the Patriots, but I still look at a team that has not lost at home yet this year. They're 6-0, and they've beaten some good teams at home. They beat the Minnesota Vikings a few weeks ago. I think everybody was calm about them. They beat the Chiefs in that really, really exciting game. Houston, Indianapolis before they took off. If they win their final two against Buffalo and the Jets, which they really should, there's a decent chance they get in that two seed anyway. And who knows, maybe the Chiefs or the Chargers get picked off in the divisional round. There's a chance they're playing all their games at Gillette anyway.
Yeah, there is a slim chance at it. There's a slim chance. I don't understand why everybody's just putting it past the Houston Texans to win out right now. You know, it's just like nobody really believes in the Houston Texans and everything. But even if a team has to go into New England to play, I bet Kansas City feel pretty good about that. You know, even though that defense are, you know, giving up 27 points per game, they're giving up points, and that's the worst thing you can do against a Tom Brady team, because when he's usually consistent, he's going to score, and then you get in a scoring match with him, and you're minus Kareem Hunt. But I am a little worried about him. I'm a little worried about him. Gronk's just not the Gronk that we've known Gronk to be, and I don't know how much of that's going to play a role down the road. When teams come in and try to say, let's press these wide receivers and get a little pressure on Tom. Gronk was the guy that you could not match up. No matter what you had to do, you could not match up. You couldn't take one person and put him on him. If you put a linebacker on him, he can beat him. He's faster than him. If you put a DB on him, he's bigger than him. And now that asset is no longer there, and so I am getting a little worried about him.
Now I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not, but why do I think that the Eagles are going to win out now that Nick Foles is a quarterback? You know, they already went in and beat the Rams. They're playing Houston this week at home, and I got to tell you, I love the Eagles in this game against Houston at home this week. I mean, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I see them winning out with Nick Foles.
Joe, this thing here, this football thing, It's the most crazy junk in the world. And I know
you see it too. You even see it.
Most craziest isn't even a word. You either got to say most crazy or craziest. You can't say most craziest, but that's how crazy it is that I say the most craziest thing in the world. I was like, man, this last weekend, I was like, oh, my God. Some of the teams that lost, you think you get it. And even when I look around right now, all those teams that were scoring so many points, think about this, guys. Think about this. We talked about it. Well, when it gets really bad, when the weather changes, this will change. We hadn't really had a bad weather game. You know, maybe there's been a 36-degree weather here.
Yeah, 36. Right.
No, we haven't had one of these 10-degrees or 11-degree, 15-degree games, and all that scoring still came right on back down.
That's true.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing. So it used to be, well, when a team starts doing something, well, everybody will figure it out. That you'll get a year of it. You know, RG3 and the Redskins, you'll get a year of it. Everybody, you'll get a year of it, and then they'll spend the whole season figuring it out. You know, Philadelphia run pass option, you'll get a year of it. We'll spend the offseason figuring it out. Now, it doesn't even get to the offseason. You get your 8 or 9 weeks, and they're going to figure it out. You better come up with something new. That's how fast this NFL adapts. It's the most, it's the fastest living and learning thing in the world. That's how fast it adapts. It's amazing to watch.
You know, you look at the NFC, and you figure Seattle and Minnesota make the playoffs, but the Eagles still have a shot. Even the Redskins still have a shot. I think the Redskins are the biggest long shot of any team still alive for a playoff spot to actually get in. But they did beat Jacksonville last week. Josh Johnson played reasonably well. Do you give the Redskins any shot? They've got one of these games, NFL Network games on Saturday.
They only have 10-point underdog in this game, too.
Yeah, and I understand why. I mean, their quarterback was in the AAFL draft 5 minutes ago. But what do you think about this Washington team over the last 2 weeks? Give me any kind of shot?
No, I don't give them a shot. I don't give them a shot. It's not necessarily just what they're doing, because I think winning the game and playing with Josh Johnson, what is that, the third quarterback they're on right now?
Fourth
quarterback they're on right now. Yeah. I mean, they're dropping, losing quarterbacks over there like I don't know what. Yeah, you're right. So I don't think they got a shot. And not just because of them. I'm talking about so many other things has to happen. You know, so many other teams have to lose and have some bad breaks that I don't think will happen. And don't even get me started on trying to break down all the scenarios on what has to happen to give Washington a chance. It's too much.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin, of course, the great Hall of Famer in his regular weekly spot. All right, right now, the AFC North. You got the Ravens going into San Diego. I'm going to say San Diego on Saturday. And you got the Steelers going into New Orleans on Sunday. Who is winning that division in your mind?
Isn't that crazy?
It's
crazy,
yeah.
And I said last week, I just knew. From what I saw, I said, oh, boy, it's over for Pittsburgh. No way they're going to beat New England and then turn around and beat
the Saints. They didn't look good, though. They didn't really play a great game, though. They didn't.
Yep. No, they did not. They did not. And how do you look at that if you're Mike Tomlin? What are you telling your team? Listen, guys, we're not even playing our best football, but we stuck together and came together. We made sure we did what we needed to do to walk away with the win. Let's fix these little things. We're still right here. You know, I can use that if I'm the coach. I can use that to dig deeper, to go farther, to get more out of my guys, because it's the time of the year that Coach Johnson used to tell us. Coach Johnson used to say, listen, we got a couple weeks, and we're in this thing. We're in this thing, and then we'll get a couple weeks in this thing. We're in the Super Bowl. He said, I don't care who. Tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, tell if you got a wife, if you got a girlfriend, if you got a wife and a girlfriend. You tell her right now. You tell her right now that for the next 6 weeks, we are so focused that if we have to, we can hang by our from a tree. but we're going to win this game. We're going to win, you know. It's time to focus in for this right now because we're right at the end of it. Mike Tomlin's using that now. It's been a long season. We've had a lot of peaks and valleys. We've gone through all kinds of adversity, and it has made us this right here. And we just fought through adversity and won a game that nobody gave us a chance. Nobody gave us a chance. Let's keep this intensity and take care of New Orleans. And you wouldn't feel good about it. Well, it's playing in New Orleans, a whole different thing. But if you're the Steelers right now, you feel you got a chance from what you've seen from that offense the last couple of weeks from the Saints. The Saints offense just been a shell of themselves.
Yeah, and I was just gonna ask you about that because they've been a shell of themselves on the road, and they've won two out of the three games.
Right.
They wrap up the season at home, and then barring something nuts, they're gonna be at home throughout the entire postseason.
And in a dome for the Super Bowl too, if they get there.
And their offensive struggles haven't happened in New Orleans. So what do you make of the last couple of games where they sputtered against Carolina, won anyway, certainly sputtered against the Cowboys, but it hasn't been at home, and now they're home?
Well, we want to see them at home. We want to see them at home in this sputter. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're about to get a chance to do is while they're in this sputter. When I watched those post-game interviews the other day, I saw people and I saw Drew. When I worried about how many points we put up, but we got to get it fixed and everything and all of that. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're worried about it. You're worried about it. This week, you'll hear the Alvin Kamaras and all of those guys talking about playing with the intent, playing with fresh intensity because they've been snubbed in the Pro Bowl. Because you're grabbing for all the motivation and inspiration you can get. So you'll use that this week. But I want to see you all of a sudden get back on track offensively. Offensively at home, I understand you'll get a great advantage defensively at home because in that dome, I swear to y'all, we talked about this on the show one day, where were the toughest place you ever played a game, and it was no doubt New Orleans. God forgive me, God. I don't know what happened to me that day. I understand. Yeah, I've never done it before in my life, but it was the first time I was in a game, and I said, my God, I can't hear a thing. They were so loud, the insides of my body, my bones were rattling. I remember looking in, thought, man, let's just get out of here. Let's light it back up next week. It was the first game I ever seen. I don't care. Let's just get out of here. You could not hear. So that helps the defense. The defense gets to jump on you in a great way in that sense. But I need to see that offense get back on track because it really hasn't been back on track since the Dallas game.
Are you worried about the Rams at all? Two straight losses. You know, they lose to the Bears. They lose to
Eagles.
Philly. Yeah, are you worried about them?
I am a little worried. You know, it's now, it's this time of the year where it gets more to be about defense and everything, and everybody's you got to be able to stop people. You have to be able to stop people, and that you got all that on your defense, all of that talent around. I was with Marcus Peters even before that game, and you know, I thought they were going to beat Philly. So I am worried about that situation. And you see what Jared Goff looks like? He's another guy that looks like just maybe he's flinching a little bit. Just flinching, and I don't know what's going on there.
Right.
And now we got Todd Gurley out. You know, you already lost your Blanky and Cooper Kupp. So, you know, I'm starting to get some concerns there. But one thing I want to get back to, Joe, the Philly stuff. Dude, I had some friends of mine in L.A. for that game last week. You know, they came by the station. We went out to dinner and everything.
Right,
by the station and everything. We were talking. After the game, they came by. We went to dinner. You know what they're talking now? Well, maybe if if old Nicky Foles come in and run the table again, maybe we can get something for Carson Wentz.
I'm sure that has been said.
I said, you know what? only you people with silly things like that.
Can I tell you this? I gotta tell you, I'm gonna defend the Philly fans in this way. Being a Jet fan, like at my team who never wins anything, you know, I got, you know, the agita that I have for 50 something years. If I had a situation like that and my backup quarterback was the guy that won me the Super Bowl, and now the number one guy, the young guy, gets hurt, and now the backup comes back in again and beats maybe the best team in the league and beats them badly on the road, I'm starting to think that too.
Oh my God.
But I won, Mike.
Oh my God.
It's a Super Bowl.
But
do you understand what I'm saying?
You understand my mind. At the beginning of the year, but when you understand my mind. Cinderella in that pumpkin.
But Mike, do you understand my mind?
Pumpkin, you saw it.
You understand my mind, though?
I understand your pain.
But my
But let me throw this in there too.
You ain't thinking about future.
Can I throw this at you too?
Now, young quarterbacks. Look at Carson Wentz. We used to give quarterbacks 4 years.
Can I throw this at you too?
Great development.
Here's something else at work to the Philly fans too. I mean, the Eagles have underachieved this year. So you're sitting there when Wentz starting. What are they really? You know, they were under 500. So you're looking at that and you're saying, you know. I mean, and the guy won you a Super Bowl already. Remember that?
Yeah, but he didn't. But
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to put yourself
at high level.
I understand.
Before he got hurt, the only thing I take away from that is, Wentz, did you sit back and see? I know he has a great connection with Zach Ertz, but
right.
Nick Foles, who has less to lose and played a little more carefree, threw more balls down the field to Alshon Jeffrey. Now, Wentz, he has to get onto that. He has to hook onto that. Nick Foles wasn't making no great plays. Nick Foles ain't had nothing to lose. Nick Foles was throwing Hail Marys in the midst of a game. And Alshon Jeffrey were coming down with him, going up and getting those
Mike,
balls.
But, Mike, I'm not disagreeing what you're saying. All I'm saying is the mind of the fan, okay? An Eagle fan, let's say a guy's been an Eagle fan as long as I've been a Jet fan. He's seen no championships at all. He didn't see Van Brocklin and Tommy McDonald. Okay, he didn't see those guys, Chuck Bednarik. He's had no Super Bowl championships. All right? So now he wins one with the backup quarterback. Okay? So this guy, look, if that happened with me with my team, that guy's got a statue in my house. You know what I'm saying?
Got a plate at your table. And your wife always puts a food on your plate.
That's right. His jersey would be at the dinner table every night.
Right. Just in case he shows up. He's earned that spot. It's like a great player when he retires.
Right.
And they put a cover over his locker. You're just going to leave that right there.
Right. There you go.
If he ever comes, he gets that spot right there.
I'm just saying that. So I understand the mind of the Eagle fan. Even though they might be wrong, I understand it.
I think it's fascinating, man. And I think it speaks to what we're expecting out of these young quarterbacks. And we don't give them time anymore to develop. It's so funny because I was thinking about this.
No, you're right about that.
When I was studying, I was like, we're in a new age, right? These millennials with social media and everything. This is an instant gratification world now. That's why everything you get, you got to post. You need to know how many likes. I want to know how many likes they get. How many, you know, that's instant gratification, you know. There's not anything about going. And now, instant gratification means also instant production. You get a year. You got to come right now, babe. You won't do it. You got to go right now. You guys, Sam Darnold, all of these guys, you got to get ready to go next year now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Think about all the great quarterbacks that in this day and age wouldn't have been given the opportunity.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Think about it. We would have gotten rid of Peyton Manning.
Yeah. You wouldn't have Troy. How about Troy?
Troy is the best example.
One in 15.
I was thinking about the same passing. He wouldn't have been here. We would have missed him had they been playing.
It's true.
It's a different
world. It's crazy.
Though.
It really is.
And you know what I think a part of it, though, is? I think a lot of teams look at the years where they're not paying the quarterback a lot of money and say, we got to win in this window before he starts to make a lot of money, and then it's going to be tough to put a team around them. I mean, most of these quarterbacks win before they make a lot of money.
Right. And because of the way we negotiate with quarterbacks, it doesn't matter how much you have won. If you play pretty good and your time is up, you automatically decidedly get to be the
absolutely. And so I think they're almost against the clock. That's why there's such
a
rush.
That's a good point.
Yeah, to win with these
and
guys.
Everybody thought it would work out. Well, since now there's a cap and you don't have to blow out your cap, you can take more chances on quarterbacks, you know, and what it has done, say, okay, yeah, I can take more chances, but I'm going to have some real turnover at that quarterback position since I can take more chances and find the guy that can win instantly. It's mind-boggling when you look at it. Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I got to ask you this. Right now, I mean, every week I'm going to ask you this until it's all said and done. Right now, who's in the Super Bowl today?
At the beginning of the year, I had the Rams over Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I can still run with that right now. I still think there's a chance.
You could.
At that being a possibility. There's a chance of that being a possibility.
Right.
But the reason I text and tweeted out, oh my God, this NFL is so crazy. It's amazingly addictive to watching how the stories change week to week and the narration change city to city. Each week it goes, this team looks like it's on its way to a championship. Man, this team may not even make the playoffs. That same team. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. If you ask me, I'm not taking my mulligans right now because I can still look like a genius if the Rams beat the Steelers and they still have a shot because
sure.
The Steelers are coming around.
Yeah, you got a chance, yes.
I got a chance.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. Always great talking to you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Right, Mike. You have a. We won't talk to you next week, so you have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all of that, and that whole deal. We'll talk to you. I guess the next time we'll talk to you, the regular season will be over, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
And guys, my Christmas is already better. My voice is better.
Yeah, you sound great.
My voice is better. I got my man back again. I got the S back on my chest, you know, because when your voice is not right, it defames
you.
Are you going to be at the Raven Charger game Saturday?
I'll be right there on the football field. They tried to give me last Thursday off. Right, they were like, Michael, don't come to Kansas City, take a break and give your voice a break. I said, no, I'll be fine. But it still didn't come right. And then they said, well, after this weekend, they said, maybe you just take Saturday off. Man, are you crazy? You were to give me this. No, I'll be there Saturday. I'm fine. I'll be ready to go. I am ready to go. My voice is back. You want to see these games because everybody puts out everything because they're trying to make that last push. For the playoffs, the best time of the football year right here.
Can I ask you one other thing? You're not going to be doing any. You're not going to be in a booth at all? Because last week, I mean, I was at the Jet game, but I know Burleson was doing the game.
Yeah,
and Mariucci, right. How come you're not going to be doing one of those?
No, they have me on the field. But Coach Coach and Kirk still be doing some games this week also. But no, I'll be in L.A. Okay. On the field for that.
So they're going to do the Titan Redskin game, I'm assuming, right? Menifee and those guys, and that group.
Yeah, and then they'll do the Chargers.
Tarico.
Chargers Ravens game, which is an interesting game.
No, it's a tremendous game, huge
That's
game,
a great
outstanding.
Game.
That's a huge game.
It's a great game, but I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait to see if Lamar Jackson can pull off this win. Going up against the Chargers,
yeah, hell of a win. Could win them the division.
Could win
if they got some
help.
And here again, Lamar Jackson, a young quarterback, just like we were talking about, and you know he wins this game. I think last week put Flacco out for good. When they played Kansas City so close, that put Flacco away for good. I mean, that's it for Flacco because they were 3 points away from Kansas City, and you think Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. So even with this man here, we got a chance of winning a Super Bowl. There's no way you can go back to Flacco. And Evan, what you talked about, Flacco makes all the money.
Yep,
now they got a rookie
that
don't make any money.
Yep.
They can build other things around
Absolutely.
Them.
That's what they're going to do. Thank
that's
you, Mike.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
Thank you, Mike.
Happy holidays, Mike. We'll talk
Happy
to you.
Happy holidays to everybody. Happy holidays to you guys, too.
You
Thank
be well.
You, man.
The great Michael Irvin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.